Hello, I want to welcome you to the Trucking for Jesus broadcast. My name is Chaplain Blonnie Gregory, and I pray today that you're having a wonderful day in Jesus, and I pray today that the broadcast will be a blessing and an encouragement to your heart. Today, I would like to read out of the book of James, the chapter 1, verse 6, and this says, "Ask in faith, nothing wavering." Ask in faith. You know, the Bible tells us that without faith, it is impossible to please God. I was in a camp meeting one time, and they asked all these preachers to define faith, and they went on and on with their definitions. And then they asked a little boy about 6 years old what he thought faith was, and he said, "Well, I guess it's just taking God at his word." That's faith. You just take God at his word, and you believe God's word, because God is not a man that he should lie. Whatever he said, he will do. And the Bible tells us to ask and not waver. That means when you ask, hold true and don't give up. Don't be like the sands of the sea and all washed about or up and down, but stay level in your faith and hold on and believe God that he's going to hear and answer prayer. Because God's word says that he is ever attentive to his children, and he wants, his purpose for our lives is to do us good. God wants to be good to us, and God wants to bless us. God wants to meet our every need. When my husband and I first started the Trucking for Jesus ministry, you know, our church was a church on wheels, and it had 18 of them. We would take our mobile chapel to truck stops all over the United States. But as we first started one of our first trips out, we really needed a tire for our truck. It was getting very in bad shape, and we had prayed and asked God to send us a tire for our truck. And being quite expensive as they were, we didn't have the finances at that time to buy the tire. But we asked, and we knew God was going to take care of us, and he'd meet the need some way, somehow. God would bless us. And we were coming into Barstow, California, and we saw two road workers out on the road, and they were flagging us down. And my husband said, "I better pull over and see what's wrong." And he pulled over our chapel, and he got out of the truck, and he walked down the road, and he asked the men, he said, "Excuse me, but what's the matter? Is there trouble up ahead?" And the worker said, "Oh, no, sir, it's no trouble up the hill. Up the road," he said, "we just found a brand new tire and wheel for a tractor, and we just wanted to know maybe if you wanted it." Let me tell you something. I can't explain what rejoicing went on that day on the side of the road. On the side of the road, there lay a brand new tire and wheel, the exact size that we needed for our chapel, the exact time that we needed. You know what? God is an awesome God. God is a miracle-working God. And it makes no difference what your need is. God is able to meet, and God is able to supply our every need. But when you ask God, know that he's going to take care of it. And don't doubt him, and don't walk in fear. You see, faith is your foundation. Faith in God is what keeps us going. But the devil will come in and try to put doubt in our hearts. And something else, you got to be careful who you get around. You don't want to get around people that's going to drain your faith and fill you full of doubt. That's the reason you need to be in a good church. You need to be in a church that's preaching the solid truth and teaching God's word, because faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And when you hear God's word, take it for what it means. God's not a man that he should lie, and whatever he says, he's going to do. And I want to read the scripture again. It says, "Ask in faith, nothing wavering." Don't waver today. When you ask God, believe and thank him for it. And I pray today that if you haven't accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, that you'll take this time to make Jesus your Savior. Ask him to come into your heart and be the Lord of your life. And he will. He won't turn you away. And he won't say no to you. He will forgive you, and he will take you in. God bless you today. I'd like to pray with you. Father, I pray for all my audience today, wherever they may be. I know there's people under the sound of my voice that has great needs. I know there's people that have that have heartaches and have children that are wandered out in sin. I know there's husbands and wives that are having trouble. But I know, God, that nothing's impossible with you, and you want to meet those needs, and you want to bless them. I know that you, too, can flag them down and give them the blessing they need. Help them to ask in faith and not waver, and believe you for miracles in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for listening.